We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron Slay is a product of Memphis, but we did lose him. We did lose him to UT Knox, now doing radio in Nashville on 104.5, and going to be on the call tonight for Texas A&M and Auburn. Slay, we call that the Lost to Memphis basketball showcase, by the way.
The Lost to Memphis showcase. I like it, man.
Yeah. Hey,
check. I ain't going to say it too loud. I'm in the gym right now, so they might get mad at me.
Check you out, man. Smart, man. Hey, we see you. We see you on the media career.
Congrats, brother, on everything.
Man, appreciate it, man. I'm trying to climb the ladder, man. It's been fun on this journey, dog.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, lots to get to today on the show. I want to start by asking you about Penny Hardaway. He actually just got his unofficial 100th victory as the University of Memphis basketball coach. The IARP of the NCAA say it's 99, but we saw it. We saw 100. It happened. Just as a Memphian that knows the job and knows the pressure that comes with it and what Penny was stepping into, what do you make of the job that he's done?
Man, I think it's a tremendous job being done, man. A pat on the back at all times. And the good thing is he's doing this under high scrutiny, you know, outside of the Memphis community. It's high scrutiny, whether it's coming from coaches, whether it's coming from people that rather be in that position, that feel like it was given to them. So you love to see a person of his stature, man, be able to go out there and excel and succeed at that point. You know what I'm saying? 100 victories, like, that don't come easy. You know, one thing about it, you can see the grind he puts in it. So I love what he's doing, man. Salute to Penny, what he's building. I think that pride is all. It's always been in Memphis, but you take it up two notches, man, when he walks in and he's able to do the things he's done with Memphis.
Look, even Penny said today he feels like he's underachieved based on just sort of his own expectations. But I do want to pose this question to you, Slay. If you look around college basketball, guys of Penny's ilk who are former players and who have been as successful as he has and was as a player, they get the college jobs. And whether it's Pat, whether it's Clyde, you know, you can sort of go down the list. It hasn't gone as well as it has for Penny. Why do you think it's different for him? Is it the situation at Memphis as a hometown guy? Like, what do you think it is about his DNA that's propped him up to be more successful than maybe the rest of his peers?
Man, I think with him, man, he's a guy, man, coming from that AAU background and grassroots background, he's easier as far as it comes to adapting to situations with younger kids, if you will, before getting to college and they looked at as young adults. He knows how to adapt, evolve, and then he still has, you know, a piece of him that's embedded in the culture. So that don't hurt at all, and that comes organically with him. He's a guy, man, that you look around, you see him, people still rocking his shoes. You can still go into any store, get Penny Hardaways and things of that nature. So it's not just the product itself, it's what's in the product, and he's a part of that product, you know what I'm saying? So you look and see guys like Pat Ewing, and no knock to them, man, but he has a different bridge and a gap that's closed when it comes to being able to coach these young adults, man, and they respect him, that's first and foremost, and I think you get the most out of these guys, man, when you're able to form a relationship with them. And we all know, man, off the court, man, Penny is – he's a great one, you know what I'm saying? And that's from the outside looking in. I love to know the inner workings of it, but, man, I think it's well-respected and it's highly, highly touted when he comes into a room and he speaks. And I think everybody, they fall in line with it.
Alabama or Tennessee, Slay, which one of those two teams is the best team in the SEC in your estimation?
Golly, man, that's tough right there. I think they're both right there together. I think what puts it over the hump is Alabama. What puts Alabama over the hump is Brandon Miller. He's the scale tipper, man, if you will. He's a guy that when it gets tight, you know what I'm saying, and you need that guy to be able to go and get the ball, and everybody in the gym know he's going to get it, and he still deliver. That's special as a freshman being able to come in there and do that. Tennessee plays great as a team, man. They got everything they're looking for on both ends of the court, but when it's a slump, when it's a it gets stagnant, where does the ball go? You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, a lot of things getting denied. You saw in the tournament, Santi Vescovi, he was getting denied, and it was like, dude, we're giving open shots to Zakai in the corner, Josiah in the corner, nobody knocking it down. You don't have that problem with Brandon Miller. You know what I'm saying? And that's no knock to those guys. He just accepts that role. You look at the Arkansas game, and they were neck and neck. Then all of a sudden, Devo Davis, who's a great defender, loses Brandon Miller on two screens. That's back-to-back threes and blew the game open. So that right there, that's why he's a scale tilter, and he pushes them ahead, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, like
I think you're right.
I want to go all in on Tennessee making a really deep run, because I'll be honest, I watched the full game because I wanted to sort of see, like, what weight class are they when they played Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I thought they got a really bad whistle, Tennessee did.
No.
And if that game's anywhere besides Tucson, Arizona, I think Tennessee walks away with a win. But you're right. Like, there are just these spurts. We saw it against Kentucky, right, a few weeks ago, like, where they just can't get anything going. So let me ask you this. If they make a Final Four run, what's happening for Tennessee basketball? What's going on the floor for that to happen?
If they make a Final Four run, man, they are shooting the ball very, very well. That's, to me, the only time that they can be beat. And you also have someone emerging outside of Santiago Vescovi being that guy. You know, whether it's Zakai Ziegler, whether it's Josiah Jordan-James, whether it's Olivier Kumwa being able to get the ball on the high post and go to work. But you got to have that guy. You never see a Final Four run out of a team that doesn't have somebody emerging. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to happen right now, but at some point, somebody has to get hot. You know, we're talking about this Texas A&M and Auburn game that's coming up. Last year in the tournament, in the SEC tournament, Boots Radford was the reason that they went as deep as they did. He started playing out of his mind. You know what I'm saying? You look at it, it's always happening. It's always going. You date all the way back to Kemba Walker. Man, he got hot in the tournament and rolled it through the tournament. That's not necessarily saying, and he was the best player, but it's not necessarily saying that you have to have the best player do that, with the best athleticism, the best talent, none of that. It's the person that gets hot that can carry you, and he keeps it going.
I got to tell you, Slay, we're talking to Ron Slay, host and national on 104.5, former Tennessee Volunteer, Memphian here on the show, going to be on the call for Texas A&M and Auburn tonight. I got to tell you, it's weird, man, because I thought when I watched the first half of Texas A&M season that they were just going to be, you know, at the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
I mean, they were out here losing to, you know, Murray State, and they were out here losing to Colorado. They lost to Memphis in Memphis. But all of a sudden they get to league play, and they, like, can't lose. They lost a close one to Kentucky. How does that happen? Like, is that a Buzz Williams culture thing that they're not going to give up on the season? Like, what's going on there?
I think that is, man. Just watching them a minute ago and shoot around and seeing the energy around these guys really understand each other, and they fight for each other. They end with a drill where Buzz is at the middle of the court rolling the ball, and they got to go dive for loose balls. So that's blue collar. That's fight, you know, and all of them having fun with it. So I think that's what it is, man. They don't give up on the season. Whether it's a game or whatever it may be, they're going to take everything of it serious and fight to the end. And that's a lot of Buzz's personality. You know, he's a guy that's really dialed in, you know what I mean, and detailed in what he does. So they're taking on his personality. How they turned it on in this SEC part of the season, not sure, but they're having a ball with it right now.
And then how much of a threat could this Auburn team be? Now, he's won five in a row, Bruce has. Yeah, in terms of once you get late in the season, whether it's SEC tournament or making a run, do you see it coming together for them right now? What's happening for Auburn?
Man, I think they're starting to understand each other as well. Like, you know, you get to this point in the season, you start to see Jani Broome really be a force. Yeah. He was the same in OVC, and I think other guys are starting to trust that.
Yeah.
You know, Wendell Green and Katie Johnson and those guys were – they're used to running the show, you know what I mean? Not necessarily having to have a guy like Jabbar that they got to throw it to. They play without guys like that. So to welcome a new big man in there that can do all things and understand his game, he's good to the basket, can play in the high post, he's unselfish, can pass. I think that's that right there, not turning the ball over. Auburn don't turn the ball over. They're difficult to play against, and especially in this building. Like, this thing, man, this small, compact. It's really, this is what you used to call when you had the center, the hot box. They turn the air off, man. You sit in here, get people on top of you, get to hitting a couple of threes, and it's rocking in this thing.
Hey, Slay, what's the word in Nashville? Are y'all holding out for A-Rod? What are we doing? What's the offs? Because y'all know Trevor Lawrence ain't finna let y'all just, he ain't giving it back like that. You know what I'm saying?
So y'all
got to have something planned.
Yeah, man, Sunshine ain't gonna give it up, man, like that, man. I wonder who they gonna bring in, man. I think, man, the way the salary cap is situated right now, man, they may have to stay with Tannehill one more year.
Oh, no.
But guess what? This is my thing, man. They gotta go get an offensive line. If they get an offensive line, things will be fine. You gotta imagine Derrick Henry ran for 1,500 yards with an offensive line that. It's made up of me, you, my son, you know what I'm saying? Like, can't none of us get out there and block, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you put a line around them, and then I think you start to let the chips fall where they may. They got a great defense, and you buy yourself one more year, and hopefully with a guy like Rand Carthon coming in out of San Fran, yeah. he can do some things in the offseason where you can put yourself in position to be able to try to go get a guy like Caleb Williams, man, or the kid out of Carolina, Drake May. But I think you gotta buy time with one more year with Tannehill. Too much money on the books.
I saw you you had Dane in studio. Y'all have like that Memphis to Knoxville connection. Y'all were at much different times, though, like, right? I mean, he was much later than you.
No, man, but he was, but at the same time, he came on his visit. I was his chaperone on his visit.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Dane committed because of me. You know, he came in right after me, so we always said that bond.
Did you ever watch him play at White Station?
Yeah, I did, man. I did. I never understood how a white guy was on the team with all brothers in that neighborhood. It still baffles me. But then I met Dane. I met his dad, his mom, and I totally get it. They talk more trash than me and Dane put together. So,
because look, I'm 31, so I just missed him, man. What was Dane's game at White? Like, was it the same at Tennessee?
Nails.
What was the game?
Did everything.
It was similar to Tennessee, but it wasn't at the power forward spot. It was just like, put him out there on the floor. You need another guy? Put Dane out there. You missing the point guard spot? Put Dane out there. You missing the center spot? Put him out there. He was a filler, man. And he was always going to produce, dude. And then he was a winner. I'm going to be honest. He was a winner. He got it done.
That's what White Station, you know, well, once upon a time, it was a winner. It's different now. The high school, everybody leaves now. Slay, nobody.
They so do, man.
Nobody
they
stays.
So do. Nobody stays, man.
It hurts. It hurts the scene, you know, like the Memphis rivalries that you came up on and were part of. They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. It's crazy to even hear about, man.
Yep, it's the world we live in. Hey, Slay, man.
Congrats
appreciate
on
your
all
time,
the success,
always.
Brother. Thank you,
man. Appreciate it, fellas. Man, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Hit me up anytime, dog.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.